That's what I'm thinking. Let's do that. Let's do something hard because I want to upgrade it pretty fast. Dribble speed run. One man. Advanced jab work. You got it. You got it. Come on, man. Grab the rebound and go by the defender. Convert. Oh, that's easy. Grab the rebound and go by defender. Okay, cool. Get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's me. Show me some. Oh, I like this drill. I like this drill. I'm Ben Simmons up here. Oh, yeah. I'm Ben Simmons in here. Yeah. Come here. Oh, that's my fault. It's my fault. Yup. Yup. Come here. Alright. Yeah, it's a pretty easy drill. I'm just working on this because, like, in game, I'm definitely not doing any of this. Wow, that was probably the sorriest thing you've ever seen in your life. Alright, let's try to do better this time. There we go. Yeah, let's stick to passing. Let's stick to what we're doing well at. Yo, we got this, don't worry. Bro, why is it not going up? Am I tripping? Three of them. Good shot. I think I'm supposed to score. Because I still have one star. That's money. Of course. Let me see if I can get this last one. All right, got my way. That's not it. I wonder what the cap off is for three stars. 800 is good though. I don't know. Oh, I guess it is good. We unlocked it. See? Run that again. I don't know. We may be able to find an easy one. Some of these other ones seem kind of hard though. Because this one, I definitely. My dude's not fast. So I know this is a dub. This one, a jab work. That sounds difficult. Let's just go back to this one. This time, I'm just going to try to Usain Bolt and get to the finish line. There we go. We're going to try to do that every time. I know my dude is supremely slow, but please bear with me because it's the speed. It's like watching your grandma dribble down the lane. Okay, that's not good. All right, go around him. Good job. We're doing great. We're on a great pace, I think. All right. This drill may be too hard for me. I'm frustrated. Give me that. Yo, why is my bar straight up? Oh my gosh, my dude is supremely slow. Like, sometimes my dude takes off, and then other times he's just, like, completely. Yeah, it's not my drill. We got to try something else. We got to switch it up. Like, mission failed. Get him next time.
Come on, MP.
Yeah, nah, that's some trash right there. That's it. That's one of them, I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, that's one of them right there.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
It's one of those.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Hopefully we'll get him next time. Because that was terrible. Oh, hold on. Can I talk to this dude? Do I have to talk to him? He just starts drills. I don't know. All right, I have two drills remaining, so let's do another one of these. Technically, I didn't fail, but you know, we definitely didn't do good. Dribble speed run, that seems impossible. Let's try this one. Correct jab step. Let's try practicing it. Tap down. Tap down left. Oh my gosh, that's not it. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. How do I get out of this one? Hold up. All right, you can't just leave. Oh man, I'm just gonna do whatever. Play. Hey. At least we got one star. Like they give one stars out to anybody, don't they? Hey! Alright, this is not it. It's definitely not it. My dude's just too much of a big man. Wow, so disrespectful.
Bro, MP.
MP mad, ain't he? Alright, good thing we didn't try that drill. Let's see. Triple speed run seems like impossible. Perform the correct. Oh my goodness, no. We're not doing that. Okay, let's go to a medium drill. Let's try that. Because if we get 3 stars on a medium drill, it's better than getting a 1 star on a hard. So let's try a medium. Rack attack. Ooh, this one looks like. You know, this one looks like it's for me. In possessions from the top of the key. Only way you score is by shooting inside. Oh my goodness, this is. Oh yeah, it's me. Turn me up. Come here. Oh, come on now. I thought he was pump faking. That's me. I'm gonna tighten up. Come here. Let me get that. All right, let me turn up. I'm tripping. Just up. Yup. Bro, this man's D'ing me up, bro. Alright, hold up. Come here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we like those. We just need 6 more of them. Just up. Come back. Good move. He's a baby. Okay, that was pretty trash. Set him up, see if he bites it. He didn't bite it, so we go straight to the right. We get demolished. This is pretty sorry. I'm sorry, y'all gotta witness this. Oh, come here. Wow. Why you say that? It hurt my feelings. Bro, am I not getting fouled?
Hey, yo, right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, come here. That's probably some of the sorriest thing you ever see. My controller just went crazy. All right, that's not.
Come on.
Not my. It's not my drill. This is not going well. All right, yo, this is why I'm a big man. All right, let's try pick and roll combo, maybe? You start a pick and roll, go to the, after the pass, go to the location. Okay, let's practice. You will start in a pick and roll, a side pick and roll. Go to the location on the floor and throw the pass, okay. Okay, side pick and roll. Are you serious? Is that all we have to do? Oh, I gotta go over here. Yeah, I can't even see those things on the floor. Can I get the screen? What are we doing? I'm about to shoot this. Let me just see some. Oh, I think I gotta shoot and then pass. Oh yeah, I've done this in college before. This is definitely not it. Cause when you get the running like for like a minute straight, boy, you get tired.
Get your mind right.
Alright, we may have to stick to defense, y'all. How many times they gonna have me do this? Well, technically, we have two stars, so we're doing well. But my dude's not gonna make a shot. We could forget that. We just gonna throw him up. We're just gonna throw him up and hopefully the passes get us to 3 stars. This drill is kind of boring though. Hey, oh yeah, that's in there. Oh man, that's all the way. That's one of them I forget, it was Ice Spice dude. I don't know if it's Ice Spice. But the Ice Spice shot where he was throwing it up. Alright, this should give us 3 stars, I think.
Let's go!
You got it. Come on.
Alright, so yeah. All we gotta do is just pass, so that's not bad. Ooh, we could have made that one. Probably not. But my shot's so bad, like I don't expect to make any type of shot outside the paint. We're just gonna throw these up. Hopefully one of these is going in. So you know what I mean, if you're enjoying this big man, you know, just throwing crazy passes out in the world, you know, rate this 5 stars, of course. Share this with somebody who you think would like 2K content with commentary throughout, because I definitely try to keep y'all entertained. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got some interesting clips already with that Jermaine Cole unreleased verse on 2K. So I'm definitely going to review that. You know what I mean? Try to break down the bars. Because I know Genius probably don't have it up. You know what I mean? They probably don't respect 2K like that. So, you know, as an avid gamer myself, I'm pretty sure people have already noticed that the unreleased verse is in the game. But I don't know if too many people have covered it. So that's what I plan on doing. And don't forget, you know, rating this 5 stars definitely help out with the algorithm. Incorrect pass. Oh, that's not good. We definitely not getting 3 stars now. What is it, 7, 8, 9? Nah, we got to make one. We got to make one of these. Hold up. Let me try to get as close as I can. So bad. Okay, we got to make one of these shots to get a 3-star. Try to walk, I guess, as close as we can to that circle. There we go. Oh, so close.
Get your mind.
Bro. My dude don't know how to throw alley-oop no more? Unfortunate. These playmaking drills are so annoying. Because it's just like... I don't know. I'm about to get these badges somehow. Anyways, they kicked me out the gym. They say I was too trash. All right, let's go to the next game, man. I know that's probably what y'all waiting for anyway. I remember when I was going to buy a suit. And then I remembered how much it costs. And I was like, nah, I'll be straight. I'll be all right. I like the little walkway they got us coming down. Let's see. LaMelo's, his number's back. You know what that means. It's go time. Even though these boys right here are still hating on me. These boys steady hating on me. Goodness, I can't wait to leave y'all. Well, at least my boy LaMelo back. I guess that's something. I think we're still doing the J. Cole quest. Isn't that crazy? Like, J. Cole must have got a bag to do this, because unreleased verse, all this other stuff. Like, I wonder how much they pay. Probably, like, what, $3,000? Which I think. Not just playing. Let me stop playing Jermaine. Like, I know his price is probably up there. I like the fact that he came to the game, though. I thought that was pretty cool.
Season, but we're already seeing some teams fall short of expectations. Grant, what do these teams need?
Wow, so as soon as I get out the starting lineup, LaMelo comes back. SMH. And as soon as I get in the game, they put Rondo in with me. Group here.
Gafford, he's checked in for Kuzma. Hachimura comes in for Avdija. Barton, he's...
Hey, we're actually winning, probably because of LaMelo.
Right, subbed in for Morris. On the floor for Charlotte, we've got Rajon Rondo. He's out there with...
Honestly, if this team picks it up with LaMelo on the floor, I may stay.
And it's DJ in at the four slot.
I'm not making no promises, because I definitely want to play with my boy Kyrie, but you know. LaMelo is definitely not a good, not a bad substitute. Let me hold that.
Things are going south right now. This is not the type of shooting that his teammates expect from him.
Here's Hayward. And he drops in the layup.
Good bucket. Okay, so people... Hey, if people start playing good because LaMelo's back, hey, I'm all for it. Because, hey, if you've been following this gameplay walkthrough, which I know plenty of y'all have, y'all know I've been complaining about LaMelo from the jump. Because I was like, I ain't know if he got traded, you know, all type of... Rondo's so trash. But, all right, my bad. That's off-brand Jrue Holiday. So, in general...
Right now, I don't see any let-up. I think he's going to just keep putting his foot on that gas pedal tonight.
I was just asking where LaMelo was, because, I mean, like, come on now. He's probably the best player on the team. And I'm not getting no explanation to why he's out.
Well, a lot of the players are doing a good job as well of scanning the interior part of the paint. All those inside looks, those are paying off.
Bledsoe can't get it to go.
Oh, my goodness. Who's throwing up?
And a fast break now for the Wizards. Here's Barton. 35 seconds left in the first.
All right.
They kick it out to Porzingis. Pass to right. Over Bledsoe.
And hold that. Missing.
Charlotte has gone 4 of 9 from beyond the 3-point line in this first quarter.
Use it. Please use my screen.
Rondo. For three.
Let me hold that.
Here's DJ,
and he makes... Thank you.
No mistake. Slam dunk.
And I'll take that.
Battling for everything, doing all he can to help extend their lead. Just throwing down the...
Got that last second rebound. Those are key.
Our team's having a tough time containing him, attacking all the...
But y'all see how I'm not even using playmaking? Like, that's the reason I want to do that in practice. Because I'm not even going to get close to using it in game.
In just a moment.
I mean, I could run pick and rolls, but like that's not what I'm trying to do.
Just joining us, we played through one quarter in this one. Taking a look at the Hornets' performance here, guys. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's no reason to take risky shots when you can collect points at the rim.
Yeah, that worked wonders for them in the quarter. We'll see what kind of adjustments get made.
All right, back with LaMelo, back with the dynamic duo.
Rui Hachimura is out there with Daniel Gafford, and it's Morris in at the one. That's the group starting the second quarter for the Wizards.
Come on now.
Washington has gotten three of their seven threes to find the net in this matchup. Pass to Morris.
I get bad shot selection.
Shoots over ball. That one's good from Morris. On the assist from Hachimura.
Great pass.
Hey, this game hitting on me right now.
He likes setting up his teammate.
Last season, Washington was hot out of the gates. They started 10-3, but things did not end well.
You know, and after that hot start, BA, a 25-44 ending for the Wizards, failing to make the play-in game as well.
25-44, goodness.
Disappointing season after the promised one.
First personal foul. First team foul. Shooting for Charlie. Kelly Oubre.
Isn't Kuzma on the scene? Let me see. Points. Let me see recent games. I was trying to look at his last year stats. Ah, here we go. So his points per game went up, of course, because he probably told them like LeBron was holding me back. Like everybody who leaves LeBron probably says. So his points per game went up, but his percentage is pretty good. Your point percentage is still pretty good. Free throw pretty solid. Minutes went up, of course. About to say, why would his minutes not go up? Like, his minutes would have to go up. But they was just trash that year. Unfortunate. Well, 17-8. It's not going to cut it, man. It's not going to cut it. Not for the All-Star. Did y'all remember when Kyle Kuzma was like, I need a... I forget what he said. He said something about needing his own team or wanting to be like the players that he came in the league with. Because, you know, I mean, some of the players he came in the league with, I mean, they getting max contracts. They playing in all-star games. Like, it's a little different. You know what I mean? It's a little different.
So, and Charlotte going the other way now.
I know that man Kuzma probably upset.
Nice rebound. Trying to match the other team's intensity right now.
Hayward, good.
I mean, scoring on all three levels. Gordon Hayward is such
a... Yeah, I like that we're winning. I think it's because we have LaMelo. I think that helps out a lot.
Pass to Porzingis.
I'm giving him all the credit because y'all remember we was getting blown out by this team on Hall of Fame.
Down low.
I forget, I think last time.
Left side, Porzingis. And he gets it to fall. 3-for-8 in this one.
That's the kind of passing you want there. Work the ball around. Keep it moving. Try to get an assist on every bucket.
Three-pointer, Rozier. Right with the board.
Well, after getting off to a great start, hitting those first two shots, he's definitely regressed a little bit in this quarter.
Ooh, I could have stole that.
12 seconds left.
Yeah, because I remember Porzingis was giving me buckets.
I don't know
what it was, but that man had a vendetta against me.
Now here's Beal. LaMelo Ball getting it done for Charlotte. Hunting for opportunities, leading to 9 points in the quarter. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
See? They said LaMelo got 9 points. I wonder who else is stepping up. Probably nobody. Finally got help on this team.
Hey everybody, halftime is upon us, and a battle is also upon us. Not Kenny and Shaq this time, thankfully, but two outstanding players through the first half.
Not surprising to see two competitive guys who bring it every time they're on the floor. It's been a spicy
look at that. See, fantastic.
Switching focus now.
I finally have help.
Tremendous showing in the first half. That's it for us.
All right, hopefully we can keep this up because with me coming off the bench, you know, it's not really too much I can do. You know what I mean? Can't get a rhythm, you know what I'm saying? So if they had me in the press conference, that's exactly what I would say.
Well, for those just tuning in, thanks for being with us. Second half of this game still to play. You look at LaMelo Ball in this game.
We still need a teammate grade of A minus or higher, so we gotta keep working on that.
Hachimura comes in for Avdija. Barton, he's checked in for Bradley
Beal. Oh my goodness, I love the fan voiceovers. We gonna come back on y'all. That's definitely from the South.
It was a dirty play, but not a dirty player. But when does it become both?
Well, we all understand, B.A., dirty plays aren't good for the game. But
hey, what are they talking about?
A flagrant foul will happen. A lot of times, though, you have to factor in a pattern of behavior. I really believe players
wow. Of being I did not think he was going to make that.
Plays a big role.
I keep sleeping on Porzingis, and he keeps constantly making getting buckets.
We got Eric Bledsoe. He's out there with LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward is out there with Mason Plumlee. And it's DJ in a four-man position.
And I love how he's pushing the tempo and creating for others. He does this game in and game out. Incredible.
Nice to play with a point guard that takes pride in playmaking. It makes you move.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that they said it. Because I ain't want to be the only one.
The Hornets with a lead.
Nice to play with a point guard that can actually hoop.
Bledsoe outside.
Because I don't know what this man doing. I don't know what he's doing.
Pass to DJ.
And then he's going to give me the ball with 4 seconds left.
Ball against Wright. Gafford grabs the miss.
Bro, off-brand Jrue Holiday should not be holding the ball for that long in a possession.
Wright outside.
What's up with them running out the clock? Right, let's hoop.
Barton with a screen on Hayward. Pass to Porzingis. That does it for the third quarter.
Did that rebound not count? It's tough.
65. The away team.
Hey, I better play like most of the fourth quarter. Cause this simulation, bro.
The fourth quarter has
like I gotta get my grade up. You know what I mean? These people acting like they getting graded.
7-point differential.
Only person getting graded is me.
Kyle Kuzma up there with Will.
Oh, that was that was pretty bad.
The center position. That's the five on the floor for the Wizards.
To be honest, I looked down at my phone. I looked up, and he was elbow deep in the rim. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Another score. His fifth make out of 10 tries.
And despite the height disadvantage, oh my, he just attacks that interior.
Yeah, no stopping him on that play. Sometimes even the taller defenders are helpless to stop him.
Kuzma, the pass to Barton. Hachimura with a screen on Hayward. Barton.
Oh, don't do that. Why'd they be trying to score on me, bro? They be disrespecting my craft.
Pass to DJ.
There we go. Let me hold that.
Off a perfectly placed pass. And it's a 9-point Charlotte lead.
Oh, yeah, we definitely getting an A-plus now. Not the A-plus, but we're getting an A-minus at least.
He's become the definition of a leader.
Yeah, you know, his words carry a lot of weight, not just with his teammates, but with the league in general. When MP has something to say, people want to hear it.
Yeah, the three-pointer has not been his weapon in this one. He had one in the first quarter and still zero.
I'm so glad we're a good team again.
Man, that's now 10 straight points.
This must be how KD felt when Kyrie came back. He was like, somebody else I could look at and say, he can hit that shot, too. I love when Kyrie said that. That was so funny. That man is just a comedian. Because ain't no way he believed that. What? Bro. Why did I take my grade down so much? They better put me back in the game. I'm trying to get my A-. I think I can get my A- with this.
Breakdown for the Hornets.
Their offensive game plan has been simple.
I don't know, man.
Often from outside the arc.
How did my teammate grade go down so fast?
And penetrating with the pass. They've gotten everything inside and they've converted there.
So for the Wizards, Avdija, he's checked in for Gafford, and it's Morris in for Beal. Oubre, it's intercepted!
Bro.
Here's Avdija, guarded by Hayward, to the paint. Morris against Rozier. Pass to Porzingis.
I knew he was going to go to Porzingis. I knew he was going to do that. I ain't want to jump because that's a tall dude. I thought I was just going to let him get it up.
Huge possession, and he nets it.
Oubre. Oh, the offensive struggle.
Oubre's playing like trash right now.
Put him up two. Book Knight, he's checked in for Hayward. And so both free throws good. And it's a three-point game.
Because I don't want to just, like, call for the ball because Oubre has been hooping in the past, but that shot was atrocious.
We've got 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter here. Guys, what do you think?
If they leave the arc open, take it. But it may be safer to get a quick two and then foul.
Don't force something up. You got to be smart here.
And an intended.
First personal foul. And the line for the Wizards.
I don't know if I'm gonna get my A-minus score, cause ain't gonna lie, they ran it up on us at the end.
And it's a 5-point game.
Breathe easy now. The biggest free throws in the game, and he's coming through.
And stolen by Porzingis. And now we've got an intentional foul.
That is unfortunate.
Third personal foul.
The lead to six.
Despite these injury concerns over the past few years, you can't doubt the talent of Porzingis. I mean, this guy is capable of 20-point nights every time he steps out there on the floor.
Here's DJ. No good. And so it's...
Yeah, I just threw that up. Oh, man, I ain't get my A-minus score, but that's okay.
Your Wizards. To thank all fans for making it out to tonight's event. Please exit the building carefully and arrive home safely.
I love how they say that at the end. They're trying to go for that realism. 2K, like, we going to get our realism in one way or another. All right, can we continue this J. Cole quest? Oh, I gotta retry.
A lot of focus on the guard matchup tonight, Greg. Both these teams rely on their backcourts to lead the...
Oh, my goodness.
In for Charlotte. So, timeout called here. The first for Washington.
Timeout on the floor.
Okay, well, at least I got my VC, I think, right? Hold up. I did get my A minus score, but they're not gonna put me in the game. You know, I mean, it's kind of like
on the court for the Hornets, the guard,
I don't want to just call for the ball and score every time, because then it's like I'm not working on my badges.
DJ in at the five, roaming the paint.
I'm trying to work on my badges.
He's got to finish that. It's not like the defender was right on top of him.
Here's Ball, Porzingis with the block.
Kristaps Porzingis has proven over the course of his life, course, is a shot blocker.
Why does it go to that camera angle? I always wonder why I did that.
Just over a minute and a half played here in this one. And with an update from the sideline, let's check in with David Aldridge.
I still can't believe NBA YoungBoy just dropped a new track. Like, does this man not sleep? Like, how does this man put out music so often? I really don't understand. I'm really trying to think of artists who put out music at the pace of YoungBoy, and I can't think of.
The second time, Kevin, back to you.
All right, David, thank you. Sounds like to execute the plan, they're gonna have to get that good shot selection.
I think that's the first time I ever seen a my player like you fail screen.
In this league, you have to be patient, and you have to understand what
quality of shots you get.
And that's why you have a designed offense. Create the kind of looks you want so you don't have to play hero ball.
And after winning the 2021 Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball is even better. His sophomore campaign, he continues to grow his game. Yeah, that's a great setup. Screen the defender off and let him elevate.
All right, and wasn't the timing ideal? My goodness, the deep.
All right, now.
No chance to react.
I need y'all to make some shots, so I'm gonna need y'all to give it up.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you run that play.
Morris with a screen on Hayward, and the wide open shot from Abdia. A three-pointer.
Did LaMelo just take my board? I will fight this man.
Second year, Greg. Where did you see him improve the most?
I think taking on more of a scoring load, the Ball's points per game were significantly up. But LaMelo also improved his three-point and free throw shooting numbers. So rounding out that offensive game will be important.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Chimura comes in for Kyle Kuzma. And Barton subbed in for Monte Morris.
Well, did that just happen? Like, how sorry is my teammates? I just got dunked on.
That's a double whammy, guys.
That's right. A great defensive play, then the emphatic dunk.
Let's see if that serves as a momentum builder. What a great sequence for this group.
Here's TJ.
Oh, my goodness. He's a victim.
Shot after missing his first attempt.
All right.
Setting the tone with an aggressive move to the rag. And where's the help defensively?
To me, that's
there is no help.
Lack of communication on that side of the ball.
Just got allowed to happen.
To talking to each other.
Hachimura, the pass to Beal.
One thing about LaMelo is he definitely don't play defense, though. I mean, I do not like to play defense.
Tries it from 19. Again, the Wizards.
He left all the defense to Lonzo.
Early on is how well they shot the basketball.
So many electric players.
I'll take that.
First personal foul. First team foul.
Moran. Think about an Anthony Edwards. The league is in good hands for decades to come.
Right, he's checked in for the
league is in good hands. Now, John Moran, he's him.
Plumlee's checked in for Williams. And Eric Bledsoe subbed in for Kelly Oubre. 9 feet out.
Bro, stop taking my board. I'm about to, hey. And then he's going to hand me the ball. I'm going to tackle him.
Missed opportunity.
But one more person take my board.
Ball, no good.
Ooh, that was me. I definitely jumped way too early.
Avdija with it, now guarded by Ball, and that was good.
DeLon Wright proving that he is
how did he make that?
Capable of finishing with contact. That is well done.
And it's Ball penetrating. Here's TJ. Second chance effort. Tries yet again, and that's 2 points.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I made that shot, so it's cool.
Right off the bat.
Wizards leading by six.
I think I was stat padding, but I couldn't, you know. I literally could not confirm or deny because I don't know what happened.
In the first quarter. Hachimura kicks to Gafford. And out of bounds as the Hornets gain possession.
No cap. I thought they called like 3 seconds on me. I was about to be so heated. Do you know I have a B teammate grade when they leave me in a grade? I leave me in the game. Longer than 2 seconds.
And he uses the glass on the way.
I tell you what, Rondo will get physical down low in that post. He is not going to back down from anybody.
Albert. And he got that one up in time, but doesn't go in. The basket's coming early and often.
I'm still thinking about that Jermaine unreleased 2K verse. That's crazy. All right, now we've taken the lead.
Daniel Gafford's checked in for Will Barton, and it's right in for Monte Morris. So an almost entirely new group in now for Charlotte. DJ is checked in for Plumlee. Gordon Hayward comes in for PJ Washington. Kelly Oubre is checked in for McDaniel. And it's Ball in for Rajon.
Oh.
And DJ.
That's how you use it.
That's what we call a power finish. There's no such
thing. All right, once I get this A-minus, you can take me out, Coach. I don't care.
Setting the floor for the Hornets. The guard pair, Ball and Rozier.
Bro, who is guarding that man?
And it's That's DJ in at the five.
Is that off-brand? No, that's Rozier. We have so many point guards on this team. I think MJ just don't know how to put a team together.
Count that one. Rozier's got the lead up to six.
I mean, we have off-brand Jrue Holiday. We have Rozier. We have Rondo. Rondo number nine with the way he be having violence and giving hands to people in the league. And you have LaMelo, of course.
Six to shoot. A three from Porzingis. And it's DJ with the rebound. DJ's got four rebounds in this game.
Yeah, just a solid job on the backboard. They are really controlling the inside.
Oubre, no one around.
Let me hold that.
DJ.
Let me hold that. Two free throws. Oh, I'm probably going to miss these, in my goodness.
Nice work to get it inside.
Hold up. When did I change it to straight up? I don't remember changing it to straight up.
Well, they have wasted.
Is that like an accident or am I?
From deep, putting up and hitting.
Did I accidentally change it without noticing? That's definitely a possibility because you know technology. You know, I mean, it's not my strong suit.
Abdia comes in for Kyle Kuzma. Here's Wright. Hornets with the rebound.
Oh, that should be my board. All right, coach, you can take me out now. I got my A minus.
And missing your free throws usually changes the complexion of a game. Certainly did in that one.
I'll take that.
Nothing gets a crowd into the game more than a bunch of missed free throws. That's one of the worst things you can do on the road.
Produced screen on Bledsoe. Unloads from 13. Good on that shot, and with that, the Hornet lead is cut down now to just 8 on the basket from Bradley Beal. DJ sets the screen for Ball. And misses it off the right
side. Ooh, I should have got that. That was my board.
And so it's Hachimura who brings up the ball for the Wizards. They're moving on after the tough loss they took at the hands of Miami.
What a duel that was. Exciting all the way to the end. Really a shame someone had to walk away with an L.
Let me hold that.
Overtime games usually are special.
Thank you.
This one qualified for that, but both teams absolutely gassed at the end.
Oubre for three.
Ooh, if he would have missed that would have been my board.
So that one goes in.
My board in a bucket.
Develop that range. Maybe the stroke isn't perfect, but Oubre showing promise.
Huh?
For the first half.
What did Doris just say? Hold up now. Yo. All right. Yeah, all right. I ain't going to repeat what she said, but y'all heard what Doris said. She ain't slick. I got to rewind that back. I ain't going to lie to you. See how I got an A-minus score in halftime? Well, when I'm actually in the game.
They're finding out anyone can win on any night.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Back to the game at hand, guys. Thanks for joining us. Now let's toss it to Kevin Harlan for the start of the second half.
I wonder if 2K knows the amount of time that people put into these characters.
And with the second half upon us, we'll find out if this game becomes the route that it's threatening to be. Bradley Beal having a dominant impact in this game.
He has.
All right, now you can just take me out now. I don't care. I guess I'll come back in the game.
Hachimura comes in for Avdija.
I could have got that rebound. I didn't think he was going to miss that.
So an almost entirely new group in now for Charlotte. Plumlee, he's checked in for Williams. DJ comes in for PG.
Bro, did that man just... Bro, 2K is so hilarious.
And it's Eric Bledsoe in for Ball. Bill Barton is out there with Wright. Then it's Rui Hachimura. And there's Porzingis. And it's Gafford in at the center position.
Like I'm going to keep saying, I'm enjoying my time with 2K. I don't know. Some of the 2K content creators, I don't know if they really enjoy it. Maybe because they've been playing 2K every year. But, like, I take breaks in 2K if it's, like, stale. So, when I come back, I think I notice more of the improvements than, like, the average. Oh, no. The avid 2K player because, like, they play it every year. So, like, from 2K22 to 2K23, they probably don't see too much of a big difference. But since I played 2K17 and 19 and didn't really play the other ones, then I see a huge difference. I don't know if that makes sense.
Barton kicks to right. Outside, Porzingis. Back to right. It's up a three.
Need that.
That time. And the Hornets now going the other way. DJ sends the screen for Rozier.
Oh my goodness. What y'all doing over there? They trying to catch a body. They trying to be like Chris Brown and Fabio Foreign. Speaking of Chris Brown, Fabio Foreign. Bro, who told Chris Brown that he needs all these killer rappers when he's singing about women? I don't know. But every time I think about Chris Brown, I don't think about no shoot 'em up bang bang stuff. I think about, you know, love making and setting the mood. But then he has Fabio coming on talking about, you know what I mean, I'm gonna catch a body. Because you know that man, you know, hey, let's just say they may not be well, I don't know. I'm just gonna say I don't know. I'm not Vlad, I'm not the feds. They got to do their work. complete the paperwork, solve the puzzle, whatever it takes. Just I ain't gonna help you.
Every time he touches the floor.
Here's Beal, slides through for his seventh basket in 11.
Oh, Beal is giving whoever's guarding him a straight bucket.
Has carried over here tonight.
No, I think that's the one thing every player is searching for, consistency. They're giving this guy a chance to carry the offense once again.
And the officials call him for a 3-second violation.
Okay, I was about to say, how far is my teammate Gray going to go? Oh, wow, they take away BC for turnovers? That's pretty funny.
Wizards trail by 16.
Like, hold up. You turned the ball over? Like, what if owners could do that in real life? Westbrook would be going through torture if owners could do that in real life. You threw it off the side of the backboard? Man, that's 100,000. You shooting 10% from the field? Man, that's a million. Like, I don't think you understand how good players would be if owners could do that. I mean, obviously, when renegotiation comes, that's probably what factors in. But, you know, for the most part, if they could just do it live and put in your contract every time you miss a shot, every time you miss a free throw is $50 or $100 off your contract, I bet you they'd be in the gym.
So an almost entirely new group in now for Charlotte. Plumlee is checked in for Williams. DJ.
Only reason I'm not too sold on that idea is because I'm pretty sure that's basically what happens in renegotiation. They probably bring up everything they did terrible, and they was like, hey, if you want us to pay you, you got to do this and this and this.
Hornets leading by 19.
It's basically the same thing I'm saying. It's probably more broad. Probably more specific goals.
In this matchup with authority, very decisive. It can definitely be considered a statement win.
They seem committed to.
Bro, I am really trying to give up my A+ grade.
The bread and butter. Fortunately, they made enough of those, but sometimes it was quantity over quality.
And so that moves their record to 11 wins on the year.
And continued dominance against this team.
I need one more board.
This season.
And as usual, some excellent work tonight in what was a quality big.
I don't know why I did him like that, but I did it.
What a selfless effort tonight. He's done such a great job finding guys in their appropriate spots.
On the floor for Charlotte, they've got DJ. Bledsoe is out there with Rajon Rondo.
Let me hold that.
McDaniels, and it's Plumlee in at the 5 spot.
But man, this is really like two totally different games. The first game, they was beating us, and the second game, we're just completely demolishing them. Bro, y'all gonna stop taking my boards. Yeah, I'm gonna try to score. I really want that double-double, but, you know, that's whatever. At least, as long as we complete the objective, I don't really care.
The manner in which their team was dismantled.
You know what? Shocking. I don't care what the matchup is. You never expect a road team to come in and...
What MJ say? Another one bites the dust. Unfortunate. That's kind of what this beat reminds me of, honestly. Yeah, there we go. Actually, again, VC. Glad to see it. All right, let's go talk to these people. I know they gonna want to say something slick. Like, so your second game not starting, how you feel? Oh man. Locker room.
Huge victory tonight. You guys left on them early. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we had a little extra pep in our step tonight.
We do what we do. Make do.
I ain't gonna lie about that one. We wanted this win, and we came out with a lot more energy than he had to start the game.
Yes, that much was clear. What is it about those opponents that motivated you?
Frankly, Candace, you know, I don't really like those dudes. You know, they definitely does some talking.
Yo, what?
Keep talking.
Yo.
The thing in this league is that you get to see everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Year,
so people who wonder, you will definitely cross some paths at some point.
See everybody. I like that. Let's talk to Nate. He be hating.
Oh, you guys turned it on tonight and didn't let up. Really great game. What did it feel like?
Oh, wow. He actually had a nice...
You know, it felt like another day at the park. Like, seriously. You know, we was out there balling like it was the driveway back at home, you know? I mean, when...
Yo.
I had fun. And I remember why I love this game.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like you were having fun out there, man. Your opponents were a different story, though. What did they say to you?
I mean, they were jawing a little bit, but, you know, that's on them. I mean, I just look at the scoreboard.
I'm not gonna lie, these type of answers are my style. I like this.
Game is that much out of hand, you know. I'm just glad they didn't try no extracurricular stuff at the end.
Yeah, yeah,
me too. Yeah, we didn't want them problems.
We didn't want them problems. He sure said they didn't want them problems. Come on now, you know what you're supposed to say in those moments. All right, let me see. Because why the coach won't talk to me? Coach Graves wants to check in. He wants to check in on me. All right, so probably got to talk to that one dude.
MP. I wanted to touch base with you and let you know that we all see how well you're handling the benching.
I appreciate that.
And we just need you to keep it up. Consistency is key right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
You're a chipper?
Yeah, I just got a lot going on in life right now.
And you're handling it really well. Been around a lot of guys your age, and you have a rare level of maturity. You should be really proud of that.
I appreciate that, Coach G.
You try to suck up to me.
I see you.
I see you too, MP.
Oh, you were not supposed to repeat that part.
No?
No.
Oh. All right, well, let me learn. Catch you on the flip side, partner.
That's kind of funny.
I'll see you there.
Star does. What in the world? He's like, he's not supposed to repeat that part. Be like, hey, yo. Versus familiar. Thinking confirmed. Oh, wow. They about to, oh man. Oh, and it didn't hit the social media, as people know now. I wonder what Chef would say. What's the name, Chef?
What I tell you? They got your boy MP back on the bench.
Took him long enough.
Then way too.
We already saw that one. Let me see what they're saying over here. All right, anyways, let's go do that cold quest. Man, that cold, like, the Jermaine Cole storyline is so long in this game. I don't know if I've said that enough, but man, is it long. Let's try. Yep. we just gonna run over there. A couple extra steps can't hurt. Oh my goodness, we're going back to the trenches.
Something
cool? Bro, 2K really made an open world game. This is wild.
You're the cover story. We gotta make it look good.
I dig it. So what would you like? Here, there?
I think we'll have you head into the back so we can take some pictures while we do the interview.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah, we'll keep everything real natural and get you out of here a little quicker.
So you trying to get rid of me?
No, I just assume you've got a secret art gallery show or something you gotta run to. This is Erica, and she'll be taking the photos.
Nice to meet you, MP. Pleasure. We're all set whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I mean, being ready.
Give me something cool, something confidant. You own this place, babe, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Oh, I love this. Very good.
Okay, so can I hit you up with some questions?
Go ahead.
Oh, yo, what in the world?
Don't lose the vibe, okay, babe?
I got you.
All right, so here we are, photo shoot, cover story. Not because of basketball, but because of rap.
Crazy, right?
Do you feel like a rapper?
I don't know. What does a rapper feel like?
Brash, confidant. That's what I want. None of this shrug. You know, just give me that elan.
So I guess what I'm asking is, do you feel more like a basketball player or a musician?
Yeah, I mean, I do what I do.
I would say neither, because I am just a person. So why do I have to define myself based off my occupation? I've got a number of passions, and I don't think there's anything wrong with exploring them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, brooding. Oh, I like that. So serious.
I mean, Nicole, you are not just a writer. You are a woman who writes. And Erica, you're not just a photographer.
Man, trying to run for president.
I hear you, but do you worry that exploring this other passion might be opening you up to criticism?
Who?
I don't know. I mean, you have a bad game. A fan might think you're not as focused as you could be. You've already been quite the lightning rod in the media with your draft position and local popularity and whatnot. Do you worry at all about giving your critics more ammunition?
Now, if I would have started worrying about what critics thought, I would have been quit basketball years ago and probably would
have. Bro, there's no way I'm just in a interview while getting a bunch of pictures taken of me.
I actually love Stark. Write that down.
I will.
I might build a telescope next. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is,
yo, he said I'm gonna do what telescope.
And the only critic that I need to worry about is me.
I love that.
Okay, so new direction.
Okay.
Now you're a lead four, and you've lost your balloon. It's floating away, but you're angry at the balloon. Okay.
Honestly, I don't know what that means, but I'll try to internalize it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Thank you. What in the world?
I am so glad you're there and I am here. So music has happened for you seemingly overnight. Does it surprise you how quickly you've been taken seriously as a musician?
Man, I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? When you spit bars like this, they gotta respect it.
A little.
And now the balloon is gone.
No! But it is something I think that people could see that shine.
What in the world?
How serious that I take it. You know, it's just not something casual that I just do on a whim. I like that one.
So is it something you thought about doing for a while?
Absolutely. Music is something that's very important to me. And I think that part shines through. The fact that I've spent years listening, rapping along, paying attention to like the changes in the music, that is what made it easier for me to get into.
It seems like you've given this a lot of thought.
Well, nah, not really.
Good answer, that's all.
Oh, I like this little smile. More of that.
Okay.
Nope, too big. Just a teeny smile, like you know a secret. Huh?
Not to interrupt, but music is obviously something you take seriously. Why does music matter to you?
I mean, it's just a
I feel like I'm in a Mass Effect mission right now. What's the world of dialogue?
I've had success in the court, but sometimes
you put the ball in the hoop.
You know, you want to challenge yourself outside of what you normally do and branch out of your comfort zone.
So this was outside of your comfort zone?
Yeah, it just means I haven't explored that avenue just yet. You know, a route that I hadn't taken. And I like to challenge myself to see what I can achieve.
Okay, so now we're almost done. I just need you to pretend you're a bunny.
Like hopping around?
No. No one else knows you're a bunny.
Maybe that was your little secret.
Okay, you ask questions, I take photos. Okay, ignore her.
up.
Is this good?
Yo.
Perfect. I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, since we're about to wrap this up, last question.
What in the world?
What's next?
This man's getting trolled to the 10th degree. I'm definitely trying to go on tour. Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. That's all I can
say. I'm going on tour, me and Jermaine Cole.
Do. You know
what I mean? I just got signed to Dreamville.
Ooh, okay.
About to drop a freestyle.
Well, yes, good luck with that. Well, I am good. You?
Ugh, MP, you were brilliant. You're like my Edie Sedgwick.
I hope that's a good thing.
And she had a complicated life.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thanks, MP. I'll let Ashley know as soon as we've got a cover.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right, that worked. Remember this. We're still doing the Jermaine Cole side quest. Just in case y'all was confused about how long this side quest was, we're still on it. I don't know if the other side quests in this game were this long, but boy, did they have to probably give J. Cole a bag to have him just be a part of his, just be a part of this in general. If I had to think of his price, I don't know. I had to look it up. I know it's not public knowledge, but I know you could probably get a good indication of how much J. Cole probably got paid for this.
Be in the house.
Like I keep saying, I'm going to tell y'all the actual numbers in part 6 because I technically haven't put it out yet. But I mean, by the time you hear this, it's out. But currently, that's such a complicated thing to explain. So basically, I haven't made it yet, but at the time you're hearing this, it's out. If that makes sense. So, but part 6, I'll be able to tell you the analytics on how that worked and how if people liked it or not. All right, let's go do our thing. Because I'm thinking the unreleased verse and covering an unreleased verse. I don't know. I think people will like it. And maybe my highlight for 2K. I may do that. Because I know 2K has like 2K WoW or something. So. I think people will like it. All right, let's get it.
Hey, a lot of action around the NBA on Thursday.
I can't believe I'm still coming off the bench. Look at Gordon Hayward. Mind your business. So if it was an away game, would J. Cole still pop up? That's what I'm wondering.
And the 76ers, looking at who they've got. Tobias Harris out there with P.J. Tucker. And then it's Goran Dragic. Then there's De'Anthony Melton.
So nobody wants to use my screen.
In at the five. Ball against Harrell to the inside. Here's DJ. It's good.
Oh my goodness, he's a victim.
Great recognition of the miss.
I feel like we've been playing a lot of ball in my player. I would have hopped online just to test it out again, but I think I've tested it out enough. Like, I think I know that my big man's pretty good online. And plus, the people who I'm going to be with in general, they're going to be sharpshooters. So I pretty much already know how I'm going to play the game.
Just under 3.5 minutes played. Back to ball. And that's a foul called on Montrezl Harrell. That's his first foul. Charlotte making some changes. Plumlee's checked in for Oubre. Bledsoe comes in for Rozier. And it's Rondo in for LaMelo Ball.
Remember when Rondo and LeBron played together?
Tightly guarded.
Crazy times, right?
Just taking it right.
And you know what was even crazier? When he gave his best friend the beats right in front of him while they was on the same team. I mean, the way he gave Chris Paul a two-piece and a biscuit, you would have thought he had the worst State Farm service ever. You know what I mean? But anyways.
We've got 108 left in the first. Here's Rondo. Hey, Tucker.
Ooh, I could have got that. Oh, foul is so bad. A foul takes off my my teammates, Chris, so much.
Teams in the lead. And that one misses. The Sixers' identity really does center.
I have zero rebounds.
It's so true, BA, and they've done a great job playing to this.
Just thought y'all should know that.
That's the key for any contending team.
I just thought I'd point that out.
Players' talents. Philly has done that as well as anybody. Melton against Bledsoe. Drops in the layup.
Wow.
Terrific design.
I didn't block that. Come on now.
Leading to an opportunity right at the rim. Outside. Rondo.
Well, use my screen.
Pass to Hayward. A shot from the mid-range. And it's Dragic with the rebound.
All right, now. Y'all missing a little bit too much.
Pretty clean look inside.
Driving to the basket.
I'll take that. No good. Thank you.
Nice D from Hayward.
One thing I will say is these rebound animations definitely feel like 2K22. But that's why rebounding feels so familiar to me right now.
And it's Harris with the
rebound. That was my board. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, rebounding feels so familiar, like 2K22. So,
and you got to give credit to the D for never giving up on the play and doing.
That's one thing I could say. Like, they definitely regurgitated the animations for that. But for most of these movements, like, 2K is going to use the same assets. Because imagine they use different assets for every single NBA 2K game. The way that the fan base would be so divided.
For those of you,
I don't even think people could fathom how crazy the 2K fan base could get if they completely overhaul the core game mechanics. Because then you're talking about a learner's curve. And one thing about the 2K community, I'm not saying they slow, but you know what I mean? Some of them may be a little uneducated. And the learning curve in the video game would just automatically just be surmised to just like it's trash.
The shot won't fall, so Philadelphia will take it the other way. And this is the first season matchup for them against this Hornets team.
And it's oh, my goodness, I can't believe I'm going against Joel right now. I think it's the first time. They put more talent. Man, Joel kind of, hey. Joel, nice. Y'all don't need me to tell y'all that.
They believe they're supposed to beat this team, but they'll have to see how the season series shakes out.
Let's go now to the sideline.
Y'all definitely don't need me to tell y'all that Joel is some serious.
James Harden, with plenty of confidence, said, not to brag or anything, but I'm really good at this game. I'm unselfish. I play the right way. I don't try to do anything I can't do or that doesn't benefit our team. And that mindset keeps me in a good place. PA?
Very self-assured.
Let me hold that.
Thank you.
Whose quote was that? That was a pretty interesting quote. I missed who quote they said it was.
Let me hold that. Just unprecedented.
He improved by
oh my goodness, he's a victim.
Huge increase in attempts as well, and you like the balance here, not just
you know what's so funny, I just remember when the bubble was going on and literally Thibault turned into like the best YouTuber of all time because he was doing like vlogs and stuff. Like I remember watching Thibault's vlogs, like man, I wish I was in the bubble. Like Thibault has some of the best like vlogs out of all the hoopers.
The Hornets have gone just one.
I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I just remember when he was doing those vlogs for the bubble. And I was like, bro, I wish I was in the bubble. Like, it just looked like a great time. Obviously, the players was acting like it was the worst thing in the world. Because, you know, a 9-to-5 is definitely fit the ball.
Rebound by the 76ers.
But the NBA players was acting like they was in prison when they was literally in a resort place playing basketball. But, yeah, so the way that Thibault broke it down with his it's off. Oh wow, it's not off. The way that Thibault broke it down with his vlogs and the bubble was just amazing. I think my favorite part was when he literally had his console shipped to him and he was going through all the things he brought with him to the bubble. Because, you know, people were just living their own lives in their rooms.
Harden from outside. Another three for Philadelphia.
Because you couldn't go anywhere. Like, that was back when it was strict. Like, they did not want COVID spreading. Nowadays, they don't care. Nowadays, you have COVID, they just going to be like, you got a little cough.
And he got the whistle on the...
But back then, NBA was not playing with COVID.
You know, in baseball,
like, I think honestly, they...
It's similar. You need those well-rounded players to succeed.
They had like a 90% or a 99% like negative test results or something like that. Like they did really good about not having anybody test positive. I mean, obviously you can't control it fully, but when they had him in the bubble, like, they was controlling that to, like, the utmost degree. Like, literally people was like Adam Silver for president because the way he was controlling none of the NBA players was getting That's why I don't like my leadership thing, because one turnover, 7 rebounds, three away from completing that leadership goal. Well, the second one. I technically already completed one of them, so I guess that's okay. See, it says right there, grab 6 rebounds. But this one says grab 10 consecutive without a turnover, which is what I was working towards. But it's okay. It's the first time that happened, so I'm not going to get too mad. Usually I complete that leadership pretty easily. But what was I saying? Oh, I definitely, I need to get my teammate grade back up. It's at B plus right now. But I totally forgot what I was saying.
Rondo with it.
I think he was talking about the bubble or something.
Here's DJ. Played it in with a nice touch off the window. 9 points in the
game. I forgot what I was saying. Basically, Thibault had great vlogs, and the whole bubble situation was just fantastic. Oh yeah, Adam Silver was doing such a good job on not like having any players test positive for COVID that they like literally like started being like Adam Silver for president.
Beautiful job of scanning the floor, finding the open man. Harris looking to involve his teammates.
Bledsoe.
Wow, I did not connect on that screen.
Bledsoe, pass to Hayward. Can't hit from in close.
Ah.
The Sixers trailing.
I'll try to get that.
Dragic outside.
The bubble was an interesting time. Really, 2020 was an interesting time because, man, was everything just looking like the world was coming to an end. The streets, the movie theaters. Movie theaters still haven't recovered. I don't know if y'all noticed, but the movie theaters still haven't recovered from all the money lost from losing.
Williams, a screen on Dragic, deflects
the ball. What type of pass?
Oh, stolen by Harris. With one on the clock.
Okay, I think we're gonna get an A teammate grade. We're on a pretty good pace right now.
It's the Hornets leading by just 2. Don't go anywhere, folks.
But yeah, nah, 2020, like, looking back on it, man, welcome, you thought folks, the world was coming to an end the way that people was acting out. Okay, and people didn't even want to get the shot. People didn't want to get masks. I know people was dying. And literally, people was dying, and nobody cared about it. Like, nobody was like, oh, maybe I should get the shot, or maybe I should get the mask. People were still talking about, I don't know, I'm going to look, you know what I mean? I'm going to think about it. And so that was a very interesting that was a very interesting revelation when I found out, like, people really don't care about anything but themselves. But, you know, it's okay. I guess life goes on, huh? I do need to get my A-plus teammate grade because I'm not trying to play this game over.
Charlotte and a new group getting ready for the Sixers. Montrezl Harrell, he's checked in for Embiid. Tucker comes in for Harris. Melton, he's checked in for Thibault.
I think the easiest way will be to continue getting boards and continue getting buckets.
Right side, Rondo. Pass to DJ.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Special move before that shot. He's got 11.
Oh, yeah, there you go. A minus.
And he's been magnificent tonight.
Let's stay solid.
Floor for Philadelphia. They've got Montrezl Harrell. Goran Dragic is out there with the Anthony Melton. Then there's Tyrese Maxey. And it's Tucker in at the 4 spot. Shot clock at 6.
Bro, how did it go down to a B+?
Knocked loose. Stolen by
how did that even work? Like, does it constantly go down?
Down low. It's stolen by Maxey.
Bad call for pass. Wow.
Melton on the wing. 3-pointer. Sinks the tray.
Anyways, at least I contested it because they definitely would try to take it off. Take off my teammate grade for that.
Now here's Rondo. Defended by Dragic.
Bro, I've never seen that animation. Like, you got to be a different type of sorry to get the animation. I think literally the animation is only for the sorriest players in the league.
Rondo. Inside. Here's DJ.
I don't mind that. I mean, they
rarely prevented the points. And a moment to check out the scoring breakdown for the 76ers. So for the Hornets, Oubre, he's checked in for Bledsoe.
Oh, I had an A-.
Subbed in for Rondo. Dragic outside.
I think we could definitely pick it back up. We still have one more quarter.
Unloads from 13.
But also,
offensive rebound. Tucker, the pass to Melton.
What in the world? But also, it's like,
six on the shot clock.
If they take me out, then it's going to be tough.
Can't hit that one. Charlotte has gotten nothing to fall from outside in this third quarter. About 3 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. They set the screen. Rozier with it. Harrell picks him up. That one falls.
Here we go. We'll take that.
13 points in the game.
They're finding ways to get the ball into the paint. Five consecutive buckets.
Dragic finds Tucker. Dragic outside. Oh, no.
I get points for a made shot, but
and that'll do it.
I wonder if I get VC for every rebound, because that's equally as important for a big man. I need to start paying attention to that. Because if not, man, I may have to start putting up buckets. Uh-oh. See how much time I'm working with.
And so the big win by Charlotte in a tight game.
Say it ain't so. I may have to replay this game. Because I have a B+. I don't have an A-.
The 76ers, 72.
What general core challenge? Oh, well, who would have thunk?
You are us. Let's see you again real soon. Please.
Yeah, the announcer is killing me right now. That man's so funny. Yeah, I knew it was gonna be like that. All right, let's do it again.
Today, Greg, it's about
I didn't think teammate grade would be so hard on Hall of Fame.
It's about spending Turkey Day with family and friends.
Because technically I had an A-, and just slipped from my grasp.
Let's go, MP. Change here. DJ's checked in.
That's right, MP. Maybe I need to score more. I don't know.
And so in the game,
I don't think they appreciate big men like that, man.
Front court is Thibault and Harris. Harden out there.
I think my turnover probably hurt. I think that was probably what did it.
At the center, filling out the middle. Harris looking it over. Off the mark there with the three-point shot.
They've been beating them to a lot of those loose balls and rebounds here to start.
Yeah, the half and half balls are going their way, and that's really a function of effort and intensity. You know, the ball doesn't discriminate. Whoever goes and gets it, that's who owns it.
Yo, what? I mean, it made sense, but goodness, why he say it like that? Don't you love James Harden's step back?
Philadelphia moving the ball around.
Like, James Harden's step back just completely defies all the laws that were set for the NBA. I remember when he was on Houston, taking 5, 6, 7 steps to make a move, and everybody loved it. Nowadays, you know what I mean? You know, he do got the burgers in his stomach, so that doesn't help out, but you know.
I mean, is this guy ever going to get on the court? But once he did, oh my, a monster. I've not seen a big guy do the stuff Joel Embiid can do. It's actually insane.
Knock loose.
Bro, stop losing the ball.
Harris with it. Now defended by.
Is LaMelo in the game? I think he is. Let's start giving him the ball.
Against Harden.
Just trying to advance the ball, but I mean.
Shot clock at 6.
I'd say if he made that, that's it.
And here's Charlotte. They're on a 15-4 run. Outside ball.
All right, come here.
Back to Rozier.
Oh, yeah. Turn me up.
Into the lane. To the inside.
Bro, don't pass me, bro.
Get a shot off here. Williams and Embiid pulls it down.
Guards always love to pass me the ball when there's 2 seconds left and they ain't got a shot. Like, I ain't finna turn over for you.
First.
Right, that's off.
The 76ers with another miss.
Very dangerous to leave a guy like that open. Lucky break there for the D.
Very dangerous. Come on now. I do what I want. For Oubre. No doubt.
And DJ with the basket on the assist by Oubre.
Excellent all-around performance so far, hence the big lead.
Yeah, you know, they've had the advantage at both ends. They've got all the momentum early on.
I wish I could send a double screen.
With the screen on ball.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Here's Embiid. Hits the outside.
Wow.
And it's 6 points for Joel.
You know what's so funny?
You know the unselfish attitude Harden has helps his team.
Somebody from 2K came out and said that they was going to patch the hook shot because apparently, I don't know why, but apparently it was, it's broken. So people are using the hook shot, which I guess we kind of saw with some of the online games I've played. But basically people are doing the hook shot and it's not being contested. Like it can't be contested. And that's what basically they're saying is broken. So they're going to fix that. And I don't know when they're going to do it, but they're going to do it soon. So I'm not going to use it because, of course, I'm not a scorer. So I'm not going to. You know, I play defense. I get rebounds. You know, I do what I do.
And it's DJ in at center. So that's the lineup for Charlotte. Washington, that's good.
Wow.
Boy, lock into that focus.
We are playing some ugly basketball right now.
Body control, too. Excellent.
And Greg, the Philadelphia 76ers have made it very clear that they are all in on a title run.
And their front office has been very focused on trying to get top-tier talent on this roster. After the trust the process here, they're now aggressively pursuing titles here in Philly.
Harris passes to Harrell. And Harrell.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. That hurt me. I ain't even playing.
And then he catches
everything. I don't know why he did it to me. That's so unfortunate.
Here's DJ. Two free throws coming up, and they call.
Oh, my goodness. Let me try to hit these free throws. I don't know what happened to my shot meter.
Electric team Clark in the NBA.
But it goes all the way up now.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin. I mean, they're extremely potent. And they are excited.
Yeah, my free throws are not going in.
Man.
I got to change my
just about everything. The Hornets.
I got to change my shot meter.
On the watch for sure.
Rockets the pass to Harris. And he gets the whistle.
Right, I don't know if they're going to put me in before halftime. Well, we have a whole nother half to get the A-minus, so it's looking like we will accomplish that, hopefully. All we got to do is just keep rebounding, keep scoring points. 4-3 at halftime is definitely a lackluster, but, you know, we're still going to pick it up.
This is what happens when you go right at the defense. Love.
And let's take a moment to shift gears. Check out the upcoming schedule.
And for that matchup with the Timberwolves, man.
When do we play the Lakers? We never play the Lakers.
Spending halftime with us.
2K, like, Charlotte's never going to play the Los Angeles Lakers. Y'all don't deserve it. My goodness.
And in that first half, we saw a pretty tight battle. We'll soon find out what sort of adjustments were discussed.
Alrighty, let's lock in. Get this teammate grade. I think the easiest way to get teammate grade would probably be to score. But the way I score is very interesting because it's like I set a screen, then I score. Like it's not like the other way around. Hold up. How did I turn this off? Can I turn it off? Turn adaptive triggers for collisions and fatigue. Turn all that off, man. It feels weird, especially when I'm playing. Because sometimes it feels like my button's broken, but it's not. It's just resisting. Like, what? All right, let me see what else. I think that's it. Okay. Back to business. Taking a look at the 76ers. Let's get this A-.
Harrison and Embiid are manning the post positions. Harden out there with Maxey, and it's Tybull in at the three spot. The kick out to Rozier. Hornets.
Let me get that.
Working with the new shot clock.
Here we go.
And there's the call on the team.
Great start, great start.
That is his first foul of the game. McDaniels checked in for the Hornets. And the 76ers also making a change. Harrell's checked in. No one near Rozier as he lets it fly. And it's
that boy just threw it up. Again missing. That man threw up a prayer.
Been able to turn it into a big lead, but
their hold that.
Advantage is starting to add up.
Give it to LaMelo. In a pick and roll situation with LaMelo, that'd be nice.
Washington passes to DJ.
Wow.
A huge lift. Greg, how different is it playing in front of the hometown fans?
These free throws are frustrating.
You don't want to let them down, so you tend to dig.
I need my other shot meter. I need to change it because I don't know what happened. I don't think I changed it. With it,
he brings it up for Philadelphia. They lead by one. That's tipped.
Oh my goodness. Why do that to him?
Now here's Ball.
He's please come here.
DJ sends the screen for Ball.
All right, A minus. It's not.
Daniels in the post, guarded by Harris. Here's DJ. Bank shot, no good.
Boy, you've really got to put those away, especially against soft interior defense.
We got an A minus, so hopefully we can keep it.
Stolen by Washington, and a fast break now for the Hornets. Jumps up and DJ throws it down.
That's us.
We hooping now. We hooping.
Turn it over and give him a free run to the bucket.
Oh, you're so right. No question who has the momentum.
Hall of Fame don't be messing around. They make you earn everything.
Game changes.
Let me get that. Come on, LaMelo.
In a close contest where one or two possessions can impact the outcome.
Ball, the pass to DJ.
All right, come here.
Ball, feeling it out a bit. And foul.
Wow. I think I heard like every whistle in the gym. I think even the cheerleader started to whistle. Bro, there's no reason he should be missing free throws like me.
And how exciting it must be to have LaMelo Ball.
See how I was leaning on PJ Tucker? Tucker, that man, hey. That boy couldn't handle it. Pause. Oh, hold up.
For Ball, and needless to say, I think he's lived up to it.
Looking at who's out there now for the Hornets. Plumlee is checked in for PJ Washington. Gordon Hayward comes in for McDaniel. Eric Bledsoe.
All right, that's unfortunate.
And now the latest from our reporter, David Alder.
Thanks very much. Now, you may not know this, but Gordon Hayward was a two-time Indiana State senior.
And why do I have a B+? What happened?
He says, in high school, I was better at tennis than basketball, but I've always loved hoops more. Thankfully, I was
able to get to the
frame I have now. He has certainly filled out in the NBA. Kevin, back to you.
Yeah, he sure has. He's been a terrific player to watch and follow.
I don't know, bro. I don't know how that happened.
He continues on.
All right, let's try to get my dude all the way up. Hold up. No, get out the way. You, come here.
Here's Ball.
This is how I be doing dudes online. Watch this.
Inside and stolen by Harrell. Stolen by Ball. There's 30
all right, hold on. Let me show you how I be doing dudes online.
To the paint. Here's DJ. It's good.
See?
The assist that time from Ball. And it's a three-point Charlotte lead.
They're doing a really good job of getting the ball inside and attacking the paint. That's an area they have completely dominated.
Well, once they recognized the advantage they had inside, it made a lot of sense just to continue to attack that area.
Got a piece of it. Stolen by Ball.
All right, come here.
Here's DJ. That concludes the
fourth quarter. We got an A+, so we good. Hopefully they sit me for the whole fourth quarter, man. Goodness. If they don't sit me for the whole fourth quarter, they'll sabotage.
The Hornets
Well, this has been a great contest so far, and I imagine the fourth quarter could have even more action in store for us. We've got Hayward. Williams is out there with DJ. That's Rajon Rondo. And it's
bro, how do I keep turning it over?
So that's the lineup for Charlotte. Driving inside.
All right, now y'all can take me out at any time. I know they're going to try to keep me in the game.
The pass to Harrell. 76ers moving the ball around.
Harden. Hold that.
Hornets leading by three. To the inside. And Hayward gets it to go.
That man showing out. I ain't never seen you act like this before.
I mean, he'll take contact if he has to. And whatever it takes to get his points, he's willing to do.
I guess it just continually goes down, and you just got to keep doing stuff to keep it up. I think Hall of Fame, it probably goes down faster because my teammate grade is going down, like, surprisingly fast, like, real fast.
And the ball travels out of bounds. It was last touched by Harden. Embiid.
All right, now y'all can take me out any second.
Tyrese Maxey comes in for Melton.
Like, if you look in the top right, it is racing down.
Rondo against Harden. Rondo passes to DJ.
Everybody get out the way. Oh, my goodness. He's a victim.
Now it's a seven-point Hornets lead.
They're finding lanes to the hoop now.
My dude is a bully. Five buckets. Hey, we gotta go to therapy or something. We can't keep bullying people, bro, for no reason.
On the interior. They got to offer more resistance here.
MB. Can you hold that? Wow. Okay, I guess you could have that. You did play defense, but next time you ain't getting graded. I will trade them. Like, you know what I mean? Once I get my trade, hey, it's going to be a problem. Somebody getting traded. I'll be like LeBron in every practice. Let them throw the ball at my feet and it bounce off. Hey, you getting traded. Let them not bring my McDonald's every morning. Hey, you can't trade it. Let them look at my assistant the wrong way. Hey, you can't trade it. Ooh, take me out the game. Please take me out the game.
Close to getting the block there. You can
lift. Because look how much that took off. Oh, my goodness. Look how much that took off. All right, good. Keep me out. Just keep me out. Game over. Come on. Yep, there we go. Game over. Hey, clap it up, man. Clap it up. I almost threw that up. I almost threw that away. I almost threw that away. That almost was a bad outing. We got our A-minus, though. That's what we was looking for. Hey, this beat kind of fire. Hold up now. Hey, hold up. Hey, yo. Hold up. Yeah. Hey, balling in the court. Balling is a sport. Getting a lot of money. Put it, but... No, I'm just playing with you. No, I mean, that ain't it. I was about to start spinning, though. These beats are fire, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. These 2K beats kind of fire. You know what I mean? Alright, let me see. Talk to these dudes. Talk to me nice. Dude, let's do John.
That was a one-sided beatdown if I've ever seen one.
I do what I do.
How did you guys stop them from doing almost anything successfully today?
Well, you know, I mean, they played me a lot. You know, that's usually what happens when we win.
You know, man,
know what I'm saying? So
to our potential. You know, I feel like we can beat any team in this league.
Why are you saying that PC answer?
So I want everyone to get used to it, you know, because it's going to happen again and again and again.
Love the confidence. Do you think you're starting to convince some of the skeptics?
Oh, man, no doubt. But I don't even worry about that, to be honest with you. You know, I don't pay attention to all the Twitter nonsense. You know, we're out here on the court making it happen. Most of those keyboard warriors are just jealous of my success.
Hey, talk to him.
After a strong game. Congrats.
Thanks, man.
I mean, hey. When it comes to music, sports. Oh, her interview must have came out. Fit going crazy on that up cover. Might have to frame that. I can't believe a social media influencer. Maybe, like, I had to become friends with him. Stop playing with me. Did that really happen? I don't see it. SMH. That's all I gotta say. All right, let's keep going. Clothes. Like, why can't Malik Andrews be in the game, bro? Like, what are we doing, man? Got me upset over here. I gotta get excited about a Malik Andrews tweet. All right, now let me talk to y'all.
Hello, who's got questions for me?
I just realized this dude has his shirt tucked in.
Whoa, take it easy, Nate. Look, you about to jump out of your seat. What's up, brother?
Well, how do you respond to the reports that Athela Akpan is not hanging up the phone and other teams ask about your availability, man?
Boy, you don't want me to say what I want to say.
That's his job, you know, to make the team better, so I'm not mad at that.
Wait, you don't think you should be untouchable?
I wouldn't trade me, if that's what you're asking.
I'm asking if you're insulted by the reports that you might be available.
Okay, Stephen A. Look at him trying to be a Stephen A.
Man, Nate, I'm not the jealous type. So Athela can window shop all he wants, but I'm the best rookie in this class and a proven leader, so I'm not going anywhere. At least I don't think I am. Seems like we're done here, huh? All right, see you guys later.
Yeah, lucky, man. Feels me, hey. I would have been asked for a trade. Y'all want to trade me? I'm him. Let me see.
Welcome to the Jackson Ellis Show. We got a special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Novak. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jackson.
So talk to me about teammates. Grades. They're all over the state of the team report you just released.
They sure are. Well, listen, I'm not a stats guy by trade, but I am a data guy. So I think I can explain things.
Set up kind of fire. They got all the stands in the middle of the table.
Because I don't.
Okay, well, listen, teammate grades, which was designed by our absolutely phenomenal analytics department, is an all-in-one proprietary metric that takes into account everything a player does on the court. Grades his performance on a scale of F to A plus to tell you exactly how much that player contributed to winning.
This is so meta right now.
A nerd will come up with to get a job.
Yeah, well, it's actually really fascinating, Jackson, and it routinely uncovers insightful information. Do you want to hear an interesting finding?
I want to sleep here, Freddy, so yeah, please.
Okay, well, listen, we calculate teammate grades for every player in the league, not just players on our own team, and it turns out that MP grades out as one of the most effective rookies in his class, bettering some pretty big names.
Better than who?
Jeb Owens, for one.
Hold on. No offense, Freddy, but if that metric says that MP is better than Jeb Owens, boy, you're going to have to throw it in the trash, light it on fire, and throw that trash off a cliff.
Well, look, as someone with a scientific worldview, I appreciate a skeptic, Jackson.
Yo, what in the world? Bro, I remember when Jackson was a bucket. Bro, I feel so old. Because he used to be getting buckets in 2K.
Public reception.
I wonder if you can play as him in 2K.
Shep Owens is better than MP.
Only time will tell.
Not it will. But look, we may not see eye to eye on everything, but it has been a great time having you as a guest, and you are even a better sport.
Well, thanks for having me, Jackson. It's been a pleasure.
You got it, Freddy.
You know what I mean? Kept it respectful.
So I'm thinking about letting...
Ended the interview off phenomenally. And phenomenally well, I might add. And now we're about to go meet with our crew. Let me see. I think that was basically it. I can't believe Ashley texted me. So many motivational quotes we're getting. Chopped it up with Hornets brand. DJ got game.
Welcome to the Jackson Nellis Show.
Wait, hold up. The Jackson.
Freddie Novak.
Okay, so why is it coming from DJ Got Game? I mean, it is his setup, I think, but still, like, I don't know, maybe he's on that no jumper type tip, just having people do interviews for him. All right, let's get into this. I think this is the end of the J. Cole quest. Let me look, because I don't know how long this is. I think it is pretty outlandish. Anyway, let's just go find out. Of course, as always, before we finish this cold side mission, you know, rate this 5 stars to help us out in the algorithm and affect the masses. And also, you know, share this with somebody who you think will enjoy 2K gameplay with commentary throughout. Because, of course, you're not trying to keep y'all entertained. But honestly, with the sharing of the 5 stars, it really helps out with the algorithm. I don't think people know how much it does help. Because when people do rate it, it means that people are engaging with it. And people have been rating it, so, but I just want to keep saying it, keep reiterating it, because it's definitely helping the podcast, as you've seen. Like, I try to put out numbers all the time, you know, showcasing what we do as a whole. But in general, it's like I always try to still have y'all know that sharing definitely helps.
This is awful.
I know what that means.
Slow your roll. I might just like to pretend I'm an astronaut.
Who's also a giant?
Yeah. Yeah, see, look. Houston, This is Mission Control. Astronauts beginning our descent down into the cityscape. The people of this metropolitan area are much tinier than expected.
Okay, while we're waiting for Ricky to touch down, teed up, just sent over the cover. Do you want to see it?
Of course. Oh, that's the one I was pretending to be a bunny.
What?
I don't want that one. Don't worry about
it. It looks great.
Early buzz in the article is real positive. I think you actually managed to change some minds.
No, I mean, I do what I do.
All on your own.
I sure do.
Negative, Mission Control. He did have some help.
Well, I did work with a lot of very talented people.
Excuse me. I was talking about us.
Bro, you weren't at the studio.
Check the mission reports and you will see that every single one of us was there.
Do we have any
spirit, sir?
How about we plant that flag? Are you guys ready?
Okay, well, wait. Permission requested to plant the flag.
Permission granted. Sir, yes. Ricky. Go ahead.
Sir?
Woo! Mission accomplished. The flag has been planted. Woo!
What does that do? I'm so confused.
MP.
Hey, now that's just one small step for MP, but one giant leap for mankind.
Stop. Oh my gosh. Oh, let's see. We got an achievement. Oh, I missed it. Hold up. Give me a second. Win the music district. Okay, well, that's cool. That's phenomenal. But this is really an open world game. That's crazy. Open world RPG game. This is wild. So that did a lot for us, I guess. City stats. Oh my goodness, is that my record? 0-3, 0-5. Goodness. I need to stop playing with my guys. Yo, that's wild. Alright, let me see appearance. Something else I was trying to look at. Oh, this was, I think, was he looking at this? No, Brad. Fundamentals music. Okay, so I'm level 9 in music. 3 corporate fashion. NBA. Ah, that's interesting. Oh, okay. Okay, so I've just been focusing on the missions. Like the music missions. That's why I'm so far ahead. Cause I'm like, how am I so low on all these other ones? I've been progressing, but oh, it's cause of the side missions. I think the more side missions you do and stuff. That definitely helps. Let me see. How many do we have in 12, 6? Let me see. I can core this one. That's nice. Wow, I can core 1 point. That's wild. We do have three, though. Your first step, vice grip. Messing around with stuff right now. All right, yeah, that's basically because we can't get Hall of Fame. Thought we could get Hall of Fame brick wall, but I guess we can't right now. Or we can't ever. let me see. We got gold though, so I guess that's the highest we can get. That works. I need to do my interior defense. Interior defense. Here we go. Oh, we got a lot of money now. Hold up now. Okay, hold up. Let's just upgrade to like our badges requirements, because right now I'm trying to get badges. Let me see. Online Slithery. Ghost Technician. I don't know if I should do that one or nah, let's do break starting. Defense. Why is this not gold? It needs to be gold at all times. All right. Yeah, definitely that works. Wait, wasn't there something we were trying to do? Ah, that's what he's trying to do. Alright, we're just going to save our money right quick, because I forget what else we just wanted to do. So we're done with music. Look at all these we completed. That's how you know I play games. That's crazy. That is a wild mission. And I'm definitely covering that unreleased first. It'll probably already be out now. So if you look up like J. Cole NBA 2K23 verse, then it'll probably pop up. Well, Mass Effect, and they'll pop up. All right, I think that's pretty much it right now. So we definitely got to find another side mission to get into while we're completing our main mission. But, you know, with that being said, of course, this is part 5, I believe, of the gameplay walkthrough. Everybody who's been watching and listening, of course, you know, it's just, I definitely appreciate it. I'd never take for granted people who take the time out their day to support, like, the content day after day. It's like, it's wild how it's going right now. So, you know, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about NBA 2K23? And what has been your favorite side mission so far? And with that, I'm out.